most exciting thing has happened. James Bond has been in Coventry. We saw a picture of him on Facebook. Roger Moore was at the Greyhound up at Sutton Stop. What on earth? To tell us a little bit more about it, he's the gaffer up there at the Greyhound, Lee Watts. Hiya, Lee.
Hello there.
Hello. This is an extraordinary thing. We saw it on Facebook, a picture of Roger Moore in your gaff.
Yep.
We're startled. That's not something that happens every day.
Definitely not, no. We were a bit surprised as well. But, he phoned up and made a booking himself. For lunch, and then phoned a bit later on to say he was running a bit late, and came in with his wife and his driver and had a meal.
That's just... I can't get my head around this. When he phoned up and said, hello, this is Roger Moore, what did you think it was a wind-up?
Well, no, one of the young barmen took the call. Obviously, we have a diary for bookings, and the process is to take the name and the phone number. So he said his name was Moore, Roger Moore, and gave his phone number and didn't think anything of it. And then... half an hour later or so, and he walked.
And when he walked in, what was your sort of first thought, Lee?
Well, the pub, it was fairly sort of early, about 12:30, so it wasn't too busy. Mm. And I think, you know, people just didn't bat an eyelid, didn't realise it was him at first, and then one or two sort of comments, oh, Roger Moore's here, and then as I walked through the dining room into the kitchen, I just heard his voice. He's got a very distinctive voice, as you know. And I looked to my left, and there he was, sat there on his... having his lunch.
That's an extraordinary thing. And did he say why he was in Coventry? Why he was
there? Yeah, apparently he was doing a one-man show an evening with Sir Roger Moore, and he was on his way to Northampton. So I imagine he was coming from the north somewhere, travelling down the M6, and popped off into the Greyhound.
And it makes sense. And did he say why he chose the Greyhound?
He didn't actually, no. That's what we're trying to work out. But there is, obviously, on TripAdvisor and things like that, you can work out where's near you now and stuff, so... or someone hopefully might have recommended it, we don't know.
Just love the idea of James Bond on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Check out, where's nice for lunch, Money Penny? Hang on, I'll just have a look for you, James.
But he was great. He had his picture taken with a couple of the customers. He wasn't hassled, which was nice. Just one or two people just said, do you mind if we have a picture? And he was fine. It was really nice.
Oh, but he does look, actually, like an enormously nice fella. And sort of a normal bloke as well.
Yeah, that's it. He just came in and, he went off to the gents and... came out and spoke to people and, he's got diabetes now, apparently, so he didn't have a drink as such. He had an alcohol-free beer, which he apparently mixes with Coca-Cola, and he's made his own cocktail called Bondade or something like that.
Hey, non-alcoholic beer and Coca-Cola? That's
and
not
Coke.
Right.
Yeah, no.
No.
But I read about him today. He said if he was told he'd only have a couple of days left to live, he'd be having some martinis with Tanqueray gin, so...
Oh, bless him. Yeah. He's a classy... he can have one of those around my tiki bar.
Yeah, he's 86 now as well.
Is he really? Mm. He doesn't look it, you know.
He doesn't, no.
Well, mind you, I suppose, you know. He looks like he might have had the scaffolders in. Let's put it,
politely.
Yeah. Can we ask what he had to eat?
Yeah, he had a starter. He had sizzling garlic prawns. And then he had a salmon fillet for his main course.
Healthy.
Yeah, very healthy. Yeah.
Now, what about his lovely wife? Because she's quite glamorous as well, isn't she?
Yeah. They were all very sort of discreet. They were sort of tucked in the corner. The Greyhound's quite a small place anyway, really. So there's not many places you can hide, but they managed to do it. They were sort of tucked in the corner and, it wasn't too busy. So, they just blended in with the other people that were in here, which is brilliant, really.
That's got to be one of the finest moments, hasn't it, at the Greyhound since you took over?
Yeah, we had Twiggy in a few months ago, and Jimmy White, the snooker player, and people like that. It's Roger Moore, and it's really, really strange because the day before we had a beer on from Holden's Brewery, and it had a caricature of James Bond on it. It was called The Man with the Holden's Gun.
And it
could have been that beer could have been on when he walked in, which would have been an incredible coincidence.
That would have been amazing. That would have been a signature to have as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, listen, let us know, the hangout of the rich and famous at the Greyhound. This never happens when I'm anywhere. It really doesn't. But hopefully next time I'm passing, somebody famous will drop in then. But in the meantime, Lee Watts, thank you very much indeed.